Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again for our time of devotion and prayer. I pray that everybody has had a good and awesome week and are ready for whatever God has in store for us this week. So our time for devotion today will be support in battle. And specifically, if you have your Bibles, I'm going to read, but we're going to be reading from Exodus 17 and verses 8 through 16. So I have mentioned we will touch on a few people in the Bible who have gone through hills and valley seasons, and also knowing that warfare seasons don't just happen in the valley, they can happen on the hill or the mountaintop as well. So today we're going to look at Moses, Aaron, and Hur. So I'm going to start reading from verse 8. While the people of Israel were still in Rephidim, the warriors of Amalek attacked them. Moses commanded Joshua, "Choose some men to go out and fight the army of Amalek for us. Tomorrow I will stand at the top of the hill, holding the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did what Moses had commanded and fought the army of Amalek. Meanwhile, Moses, Aaron, and Hur climbed to the top of a nearby hill. As long as Moses held up the staff in his hand, the Israelites had the advantage. But whenever he dropped his hand, the Amalekites gained the advantage. Moses' arms soon became so tired he could no longer hold them up. So Aaron and Hur found a stone for him to sit on. Then they stood on each side of Moses, holding up his hands. So his hands held steady until sunset. As a result, Joshua overwhelmed the army of Amalek in battle. After the victory, the Lord instructed Moses, "Write this down on a scroll as a permanent reminder and read it aloud to Joshua. I will erase the memory of Amalek from under heaven." Moses built an altar there and named it Yahweh Nisi, which means "The Lord is my banner." He said, "They have raised their fist against the Lord's throne, so now the Lord will be at war with Amalek generation after generation." So let's kind of go over this a little bit. So Amalek attacked Israel, and you guys can think of some ways where the enemy has attacked you, or even the enemy is attacking you now. We know that as long as we are here in this world, that is what the enemy is going to do. That is his job until we reach eternity. So think of ways that the enemy has been attacking you, or even think in the battle that you are currently facing right now, or the battle that you're currently fighting from victory right now, because we already know that we have the victory. So Israel was in warfare just as well as we are in warfare. They were on the battlefield, and this was also a significant first experience for them of warfare. But what was even more significant was the fact that they learned to rely and trust in the Lord as they fought this battle and being obedient to what God has instructed for them to do during this time. So we too have to trust God in our battle. And just as a quick overview, if you guys remember when we did the study, we did a devotional on Jehoshaphat. So knowing that Moses had a rod, some versions say a staff or a rod of God in his hand, which signified a human instrument and divine power. And we can even look at that now in today's world. So no, we don't have to hold up a staff or a rod, but we do have the Word of God. We have power through the blood of Jesus Christ. So in order for him to see this battle, what was going on? What did he have to do? He had to go on top of a hill. So they went to the top of the hill. Why? So that they could be able to see, so that they could have a higher perspective and to be able to have a better view, to be able to see all that was going on and know how to respond and what to do. So just like us, all the time, we need to rise up and stand up and go higher, seeking the Lord, but also seeking the Lord in prayer. So a symbol of Moses holding this staff in his hand and raising his hand is an example of a posture of prayer. So we know there are many ways that we can pray. We can kneel, we can sit, you can pray in the car, you can pray when you're driving, you can pray in your prayer closet, but we also know raising of hands is also a posture of prayer as well. So as you are even in your current battles right now that you are facing, what is your current posture? Are you just letting the enemy just have his way and do whatever he wants and you have no response, or you have not sought God on what to do, or you have not trusted that God is going to bring you through this season of battle? So although Moses wasn't physically in the battle below, he was still fighting in prayer and being used by God as an instrument. However, whenever that hand or whenever that staff went down, then they were at a disadvantage. So think of when you are in battle and you're fighting and you're getting through this battle and you're almost at the finish line, but at some point you become tired, and what happens? The enemy starts to come back in, throwing more attacks, having more strategies, and now you're in a sense at a disadvantage. So it shows the importance of prayer and even the posture of prayer as well. But also in that, considering our topic for today is support in battle, even when Moses's hand became tired, his arms became heavy, he wasn't able to keep holding this rod or the staff or his hands or his arms up for all of this time. Instead, it didn't go down till sunset. So we know that a battle is not easy, but we also know that we are not to fight it alone. Yes, we have God, but Moses also had human support as well. So prayer is not always an easy task. You can pray on your own, but we also know that when two or more are gathered, one God is in the midst, but also we have more people that are bombarding heaven on our behalf in whatever situation that we are facing. So ask yourself, who is supporting you in battle, or are you fighting alone? And when your arms get tired and when you can't pray and you don't have the words to pray, and you don't have the strength to pray, yes, God can and will strengthen you. But as you get there, who's helping you along the way? Who's encouraging you along the way? Who's holding up your hands along the way? So this battle was won because of the support in the battle and the support in prayer and the support of people around them. So in the end, we also know that Yahweh Nisi is the same as God is my banner, or the Lord is my banner. So we know that God is with us in everything that we face. We know that he's already given us the victory in battle as well. So just for us to be reminded of that. So I hope that this devotion has spoke or helped you in whatever you may be facing or even getting ready to go into. So just asking if you all could share this with someone so that they may be blessed as well. And we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. As always, if there's something that God has placed on your heart as I am praying, please feel free to join in and pray as well. Although we all may not be able to hear you, the person that needs to hear you will, which is God. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, Father, for allowing us all to be able to join here in your presence, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for your power, oh God. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for sustaining us, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that you are even all sufficient, that you are El Shaddai, oh God. So we thank you that you are leading and guiding us each and every day of our lives, oh God. We ask, Father, that as we face many battles each and every day, oh God, that we will come to you seeking you, trusting in you, relying on you, Father, to help us through it, knowing that we will not be defeated, oh God, knowing that we are victors in Christ, oh God, knowing that you have already won the battle for us, Lord. Help us to be reminded that we are not fighting in this battle alone, that you are with us, oh God. Help us to know that you've called for us to have godly support around us. So when things get overwhelming, and even helping us not to wait until things get overwhelming, but allowing us to be open and honest and transparent and vulnerable and sharing the things that we're experiencing, our trials, our struggles, our tribulations, oh God, our challenging seasons, our valley seasons, oh God, that you have us in, being able to share that with other people so that they can be able to intercede on our behalf, so that they can join us in prayer. We know that prayer is powerful, oh God. We ask that you will help us to be fervent in our prayers, Lord. Help us not to be ashamed in sharing the things that we're going through, oh God. Help us to be thankful that you even have us going through these things, because we know that you're building up a great and mighty testimony, not for us, oh God, but for others, oh God, that they may be encouraged, that they may be strengthened, that they may know that the same God who was with us in our valley seasons, the same God who was with us even on the mountaintop, can be the same God that will be there for them whenever they are facing anything. So we thank you, Lord, for using us as vessels. We thank you for using us as instruments, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will help us to stand up in prayer, oh God, to praise you through the battle, oh God, to worship you through the battle, oh God, to pray our way through the battle, oh God, to thank you that we have the victory, oh God. Thanking you, Father, that you've already defeated the enemy, oh God. But the reason that we're going through certain things is for a purpose, oh God, and it's for a plan. And it's going to help us in our life. It's going to help us in our Christian journey, oh God. And it's going to help to prepare us for the season that is ahead, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that you are building up resilience within us, oh God, that you're helping us to be able to be stronger so that we can persevere through even the next challenge that we will face, oh God. We thank you for prayer. We thank you for the word of God. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to use it as our armor, as a piece of our armor, the sword of the spirit, which you have given us, oh God, that we may be able to fight against the evil schemes of the enemy with your word, standing on your promises and speaking back with the things that you have declared and promised and destined for us to have and even experience, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that your word is powerful, that is living, that is sharper and is active than any two double-edged sword, oh God. So we thank you for the power that rests in it. We thank you, Father, for the power that we have through Christ. We thank you for the power that we have through the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. So may we speak the name of Jesus. May we speak his name during prayer. May we speak his name even during the battle, oh God, because we know that at the name of Jesus, that even our enemies have to bow, oh God. So help us to be reminded of who we are and whose we are, and the power and the access and the authority that we have through you and because of you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that the battle that we're facing right now, that is already won. We thank you, Lord, that we have the victory, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will help us to operate as we do, Lord. Help us not to operate from a place of defeat, where we may think that the enemy has defeated us. Any strongholds that may be on us, oh God, I ask that you will remove them now in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will break every chain, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may be free, oh God, that you will set your captives free even now in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father. Continue to lead and guide us on this day, Father. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to allow us to experience a revival in our personal life as well as our spiritual life, oh God, as well as in this nation, Father. We all need you now. We all need your healing power, oh God. We all need your grace. We all need your mercy. We all need your guidance, Father. We all need, Father, for you to do what only you can do. So we invite you, even Holy Spirit, right now to have your way, to have your way in our life, to have your way in this world, oh God, and to help us to be obedient to the things that you call us to do in battle, oh God. Help us to trust you even when it doesn't make sense, oh God. We know that you are a God of the impossible. We know that when things make completely no sense at all to us, that they make sense to you, and you're calling us to do things for a reason and a purpose. So may we trust you. May we have radical obedience, oh God. May we not second guess you. May we not be double-minded, oh God. Give us a peace of mind. Give us a sound mind, oh God. Let us be equipped for battle daily. Nobody goes out into a fight without being prepared. So you've given us spiritual armor. May we put it on daily, Father. May we put on the helmet of salvation. guard our minds, give us a mind of Christ. We even claim a mind of Christ right now, Father. Any thoughts that the enemy may try to place in our minds and our thoughts, oh God, and into our head, I ask that you will help us to be able to take those things captive and make them obedient to Christ, oh God. May we cast down the things that are not like you, Father. May we cast down the lies, oh God, and speak truth, speak your word, and speak your promises, oh God. We put on the belt of truth on today, oh God, the breastplate of righteousness, oh God. Help us to walk in your ways and not a way of unrighteousness, oh God. Help us not to do evil. Help us not to do sin, oh God. And we know that we are not able to do that on our own might, but we need the leading of the Holy Spirit. So fill us with your Holy Spirit even right now, oh God. Fill us to full and overflow, oh God. Crucify our flesh right now, oh God, so that we are not led by the things that we want to do, but that we are led by the Spirit, oh God. We take up our shield of faith in one hand and the word of God in the other hand, oh God. We put on the shoes of peace, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that we have everything that we need to fight, that we have you, oh God. So we thank you for walking with us, oh God. Help us not to be afraid. Help us not to be discouraged, oh God. But give us courage, Father. Increase our faith, oh God. Let us experience you like never before, oh God. So we thank you for what you're doing. We ask for continued healing in this world, oh God. We ask that you will be with those who are grieving. We ask, Lord, that you will even help us to be able to help them in their time of battle and their time of need, oh God. Let us be encouragers, oh God. Let us be intercessors, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you will give them hope during this time, that their faith will not begin to waver, oh God, that you will strengthen them during this time, that you will lift and prop them up on every side, oh God, that you will allow them to be able to hold their heads up high, looking up to the hills from which cometh their help, knowing their help comes from you, oh God. May we all be reminded that you are our help, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will be with those who are even battling sicknesses, illnesses, diseases, and even this virus, oh God. We ask that during this time that they will call on the name of Jesus. We even plead the blood of Jesus Christ over their lives even right now, Father. We know you, oh God, as a deliverer, oh God. And we ask that you will deliver them from all sicknesses, illnesses, and diseases right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that you've given us doctors and nurses and medical staff, oh God, but we look to you, Father, as the ultimate physician, as the ultimate healer, oh God. So we ask, Father, for your healing power to reign and pour through their bodies even right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. May they come closer to you during this time, those who don't know you, oh God. I pray that they ask, what must they do to be saved, oh God? That they will just come to you, oh God, just confessing their sins, oh God. Believing in their heart, oh God, accepting Christ as their Lord, oh God, and knowing that they will be saved, oh God, that we are not saved by works, that we are saved by faith, and all they have to do is believe, oh God. So we pray, Father, for an increase of lives and souls to be saved for your glory and for your kingdom, oh God. We thank you that even during these difficult times, that people are even coming closer to you and that lives are even being saved, Lord. Help us to be an example, Father. Help us to be an example, Lord. Help us to even be able to share Christ with other people, oh God. Help us to be able to share your word and for us not to be selfish and hold it to ourselves and just for ourselves. It is available to all those who will hear, to all those who will listen, and to all those who will believe, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for what you're doing. We thank you in advance for the healing that's getting ready to come, and we thank you for the healing that's even taking place right now, oh God. Continue to humble our hearts, Lord. Remove the spirit of pride and just give us a spirit of humility, oh God. We pray for a great week. We pray for a week filled with your presence, a week filled with power, a week filled with grace, a week filled with mercy, oh God. We even thank you that your mercies are new every morning. We declare miracle signs and wonders for this week, oh God. And we're not just saying it, we're expecting it, oh God. So we enter into this week with a season of expectation, knowing that you're getting ready to do something great in our lives, oh God. We thank you for the testimony, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we thank you for the testimony that you've given us and you're building for us so that we may be able to share it with others. So we thank you again. We praise you. We worship your name, oh God. It is in your precious Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you all so much for tuning in today. I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. Please feel free to share this message with someone. Feel free to go back and listen to it later. And also encouraging you all to read Exodus 17 verses 8 through 16 on your own for your own personal time of devotion as well, and allowing the Lord and the Holy Spirit to speak to you. So I love you all and have a blessed and amazing Monday and a fantastic rest of this week. So love you all.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.